You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here on a Monday. Monday at 2:08 p.m., October the 4th, 2021. We are glad you're with us for Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Copper is running the Monday board. Hello, Miss Copper.
Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good weekend for you?
Yes. Yes, it was. Mostly restful.
Mostly. Well, it was Sunday. It was kind of hard not to rest because you couldn't get outside and do anything with all the pouring
That's
down.
That's true.
Rain. It was darn, all my yard work didn't get done. But anyway, by the way, we got a great show for you. Copper, you get that triple dipper sound effect ready because I'm about to go down that road. But I think you're gonna want to hear today's stuff, all right? Because the triple dipper, every bit of it is timely. Every bit of it's on point. And then at 4 o'clock today, Congressman Mo Brooks is going to call into the show. We're going to talk with him a little bit about some of the big spending efforts up in D.C. and what the IRS is trying to do. And that's going to be something. But right now, I got to tell you about my triple dipper for the day. Hit it, Copper.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
There it is. Three stories you got to know. The triple dipper. So here's the deal. Triple dipper. Every day we do this, we lay it out there. The three story themes that are going to guide the show. Things you got to know. And sometimes it's a compilation of other stories that weave together and create the fabric of what's going on. Number one, the IRS is on steroids. And I'm just not even kidding. I'm going to talk about that more in a minute. But the IRS and the powers they're trying to get now under the Biden administration go way, way beyond anything we've ever seen before, and it's got to come to a grinding halt. That's number one. Number two, is big tech on its heels? I'm wondering. Even right now, as we're speaking, breaking news right now is Facebook and Instagram are both down. Oh, let's see. Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Oculus, which I don't even know what Oculus is. But anyway, they are down right now. But on top of that, they're down in terms of public opinion, and I'm going to lay some stuff out for you on that. Big tech on its heels. Number three is this, speaking internationally, China. China appears to be on the rise, and China is a big, big, hairy deal. That's considered to be our near-peer adversary, and in a community like this one, with as much military and veteran communities we have here in Alabama, much less this listening area, it is something that impacts all of us greatly. But listen, I want to get into this a little bit. I'm going to do the IRS thing first, all right? So the triple dipper, the first thing is about the IRS on steroids. But as I was getting ready, let me just do this. Okay, I'm probably dating myself here. But did you ever watch some of the old black and white sitcoms? I mean, like, think about them, like Andy Griffith, Beverly Hillbillies. Man, I did. All the time. All right, classic humor, timeless characters. Remember on Andy Griffith, there was like you can all name your favorite episode, I'm sure. But on Andy Griffith, there was the two old sisters who had the moonshine still. And Andy and Barney could not figure out for the life of them where Otis the town drunk kept getting his whiskey. Well, it was Papa's recipe. For medicinal purposes only, you understand. And then, of course, there's the Beverly Hillbillies. Granny, she had her still. And she was always on the lookout for the revenuers, she called them. The revenuers! Them revenuers, that was the government men that were going to swoop in and put the kibosh on her moonshining. Well, that stuff was real, though. I mean, if you get down to it, those were spoofs on real stuff. You know, I spent past Saturday with Charlene. We went to the races at Talladega. And part of the history of NASCAR was that the fellas would soup up their old sedans, fill them up with homebrew, and outrun the law on the back roads. And those cars became the genesis for what became stock car racing. And there's a road that I know of right here in North Alabama. There's a road I know of called Six Foot Road. And legend has it that years ago, it was the hub for a bunch of good old boys in the shine business. And if you were found out there when you weren't supposed to be out there, you could end up 6 foot under, if you know what I mean. I had a friend who spent years in state law enforcement. He busted up many a moonshine operation. And there was one up in Northeast Alabama that was so well known, it actually had a drive-through window in the old shack in the woods. And the family, the name that ran it, still pretty well known. I won't mention it on the radio, but they knew my law enforcement friend by name, too. Well, revenuers, the G-men, government boys, but that was all for illegal activity. In the end, it makes sense, if you get down to it, that law enforcement, the government, if you will, would go after what was actually illegal. I mean, that's what they're there for, right? It's one of the essential services of government, is to provide law enforcement. But what if the G-men... What if the government wanted to come get into your business without any indications of illegal activity. No probable cause, if you will, no warrants, no court of law intervening to ensure you have due process. What if they could just snoop through your records and see every ATM transaction, every time you bought milk and bread, every time you went out to dinner, every time you used your credit card or put money in a savings account or planned for retirement? Well, that's exactly what the IRS wants right now. And they want it badly. This is not conspiracy theorist stuff. I'm going to show you. I'm going to have Janet Yellen herself in a sound clip in a few minutes. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, appointed under Biden, said recently that the IRS has been woefully underfunded. They need more auditors. And Yellen and Biden are both firm believers the IRS should have mandatory reporting from your bank on even the lowest level deposits and transactions. You get a refund from Amazon? Report it. Deposit that $50 your friend repaid you? Report it. Spend $75 on your daughter's birthday present? Report it. You think I'm kidding? Stand by. In a few minutes, I'm going to curl your hair on what's in the latest legislation up on Capitol Hill. It's one of the most awful pieces of legislation to ever allow for invasion of privacy ever conceived, much less acted on. And I do not say that lightly. And pray tell, what would they do with it? Well, ostensibly, this is just to plus up revenues, to allow the government to, in Secretary Yellen's words, be more productive by closing the, quote, what does she call it, the tax gap on monies they should have received, but they didn't. But I'll be honest with you, it wasn't so long ago that a friend of mine right here in Alabama was the target of a weaponized IRS. It made national news. In 2011, Becky Gerritsen, my friend, who now runs the Eagle Forum, which is a nonprofit conservative policy group, she was the head of the Wetumpka Tea Party at that time. And they applied for their 501c3 status to be a nonprofit entity. And it was delayed and then denied simply because of Obama bureaucrat Lois Lerner, who chose to use her office for partisan reasons. And Becky wound up making national news when she was called upon to testify before Congress. But also much more recently, I had another friend from Texas. She was on the show here. Bunny Pounds is her name. She is the president of a Christian nonprofit called Christians Engaged. It's designed to encourage Christians to be active in politics and community efforts. No naming of parties, just Christian values and voting them into office. But the IRS originally denied her nonprofit status because, and they put it in writing, by the way, they said that Bible studies are more often affiliated with Republicans, and therefore her group was considered partisan. Huh. It took threats of legal action to get the IRS to back off that position. So what would the IRS do if it could access everything with no cause? If someone's cheating on their taxes and they have probable cause to believe so, then it's already a crime. I get it. Subpoena the records. It's okay. But if they can access the data they want, when they want, from whoever they want, without your protections or your knowledge, and then combine that with their history of abusive processes, we could be looking at an unprecedented level of government retaliation against everyday citizens for reasons that unelected bureaucrats have at any given time. You don't like the look of that series of legal deposits in your account? I'm sorry, we have to audit your whole life. Don't like the political stance of your business? I'm sorry, you appear to be in jeopardy of losing your business license for partisan activities. You buy too many gun supplies? Extra scrutiny. You could be a militiaman planning an insurrection. You donate to certain charities? Investigate those charities while we're at it. All the jokes about revenuers. Well, those were tongue-in-cheek on the sitcoms, because most folks know the law is the law. But this is a whole new ballgame. This is an absolute invasion of privacy. It's the big hand of government having oversight over the smallest aspects of your life, and this is wrong on so many levels. I'm going to unpack for you today, and you're going to want to hear it. Look out, folks. Here come the revenuers. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, folks, I'm not kidding. When I say that, this is not some kind of, you know, 2 a.m. conspiracy theory show where we just kind of sling it out there and see if it sticks. I mean, I'm going to read the stories from you from mainstream media sources, clips, audio clips of members of Congress and Secretary Janet Yellen herself speaking about this issue. They want into your bank accounts for no reason at all, except just to find out what you're doing and then use it to their own purposes. Can't happen. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back.